Around 50 million pumpkin pies are consumed in the United States every Thanksgiving. That number, reported by Smithsonian Magazine, stops most people cold. 50 million. Not cookies, not cakes, pies. One dish, one holiday, one staggering scale of cultural commitment. And yet most home bakers treat pumpkin pie as an afterthought, something pulled from a box mix while the turkey gets all the attention. That gap between the pie's cultural weight and the care it actually receives is exactly where this course begins, Lila. Now, to understand why pumpkin pie commands that kind of loyalty, you need to know where it came from, and the real story is stranger than the myth. Pumpkins are native to North America, and indigenous peoples used them in remarkably diverse ways: roasting, stewing, drying, even grinding the flesh into powder. Dessert was not the point. The smooth, spiced custard we recognize today evolved slowly. Early colonial preparations could include pumpkin layered with apples, sugar, and spices between two crusts. Nothing like the silky filling on your holiday table. Even more surprising, a French cookbook from 1653 described pumpkin boiled in milk, strained, and poured onto a crust, showing that pumpkin pie forms existed in Europe before the familiar American version took shape. The early pie crust itself was sometimes called a coffin, a long, narrow baking container that colonists did not always intend to eat. The crust was a vessel, not a feature. A recognizable pumpkin pie recipe appeared in Amelia Simmons's American Cookery, published in 1796, making it one of the earliest written records of an American pumpkin pie tradition. That recipe was not necessarily identical to today's standard, but its documentation matters. By the 19th century, pumpkin pie had become an established part of Thanksgiving culture, particularly in New England. The national recognition of Thanksgiving then carried those regional traditions outward, cementing the pie's place at tables across the country. The key idea here is that pumpkin pie's cultural power rests on three distinct pillars, and understanding all three is what separates a forgettable bake from a signature one. Think of it like a three-legged stool. Remove any leg, and the whole thing collapses. The first pillar is the crust, historically undervalued, as we just saw, but now understood as the structural foundation that holds everything together and contributes texture, contrast to every bite. The second pillar is the filling, and this is where science enters the kitchen. Pumpkin pie filling is a baked custard. Eggs, pumpkin, milk or cream, and sugar combine into a liquid that sets as it heats. The eggs are doing the structural work, coagulating under heat to transform a pourable mixture into a sliceable, creamy interior. That custard science is precisely why the transition from a box mix approach to a craft bake requires real understanding. You are not just mixing ingredients, you are managing a chemical transformation. The third pillar is the spice profile. Cinnamon, ginger, nutmeg, and clove do not merely add flavor. They trigger an entire sensory experience tied to autumn, warmth, and memory. The aromatic combination is so culturally embedded that it signals the season before a single bite is taken. That custard science also carries a practical consequence that most bakers underestimate, Lila. Because the filling contains eggs and dairy, pumpkin pie is perishable in a way that most fruit pies are not. Homemade pumpkin pie should be refrigerated if it will not be served within 2 hours of baking and cooling. Storage temperature should stay at or below 40 degrees Fahrenheit. Left at room temperature for 2 hours or longer, the pie should not be eaten. Bacteria multiply readily in egg and dairy-rich environments. Refrigerated, the pie is generally recommended for consumption within 3 to 4 days. For example, if you bake on Wednesday for a Thursday feast, refrigerate immediately after cooling, and you are well within the safe window. The pie can also be frozen for approximately 2 months, though freezing may make the crust soggy or cause the filling to separate somewhat. Always thaw frozen pumpkin pie in the refrigerator, not on the counter. Commercially produced pies may use shelf-stable ingredients, so their storage rules can differ. But for a homemade bake, these guidelines are non-negotiable. Remember this. Mastering pumpkin pie is not about following a recipe on autopilot. It is about understanding the balance between three pillars: the structural crust, the custard-like filling governed by egg science, and the aromatic spice profile that makes the whole thing feel like autumn in a dish. That balance is what this course is built around, and it is what will make your pie the one people remember. The takeaway from this first lecture is simple and foundational. Pumpkin pie matters because it sits at the intersection of history, chemistry, and culture. And once you understand all three, you stop guessing and start baking with genuine command.